from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Want to hear a really cool story? I just heard this on my way into work on Thursday evening. There was a German ship. Gonna have to figure out what kind of ship it was. This is not my area of expertise either, though I do love military history and the different types of military ships. But there was a German ship that was sailing into London for standard repairs. I guess this was not any type of a war exercise, a pre-war exercise. This wasn't any act of hostility. It was a German ship that was sailing into London and blaring from its decks the Imperial March. Darth Vader's anthem in the heart of London. I had no idea, but I did hear this story as I was driving into work on the news. Remember last show we were talking about how many people get their local news from the radio. And this wasn't local news, but I was listening to a local radio station. And this is kind of cool. It was on the River Thames near Tower Bridge, the German Navy warship that was steaming down the river, blasting the Imperial March theme, Darth Vader's music, in London for training and to pick up supplies. And while they're doing it, they're blasting this amazing, I mean, iconic, one of the most recognizable movie themes or pieces of music from a movie in all of history. Could you imagine being on that ship? You're feeling yourself. You're the captain of that warship. Apparently, he's a big fan of Star Wars, but also a big fan of John Williams. So, clearly, he and I have that in common. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Raise your hand. Raise both hands if you're ready for the weekend. I am, except that I have to do a long training run on Saturday morning before it gets warm again. Now 5 weeks out from my next half marathon. And I said to my husband on Thursday, I don't like running. He said, okay, why did you sign up for another half marathon? That's a good question. Because A, the training gets me in shape. It forces me to be disciplined. It's good for me to have a goal. And because a half marathon will never be easy for me. 13 miles on my own 2 feet will never be easy for me, regardless of how often I train. And just because I'm not the person who can run 3 times a week, 3-4 times a week. That's just not me. My schedule, but also I get bored if I do that much running. I cross train, so I'll do weightlifting as well as biking, yard work, whatever else. Hiking, we like to go hiking. In fact, my husband and I just went biking on Thursday evening together. When I was sleeping, a really sweet move from him. He actually took my bike, which had a damaged tire, took it to a local shop, got the tire fixed. And then when I woke up on Thursday afternoon, he said, "Hey, I got your bike fixed." And so we went for a ride instead of an evening of multiple towns near us. We kind of weaved our way in and out of a couple of local towns. It was really nice and way more enjoyable than running. But since the half marathon is 5 weeks away, I have no choice. I got to get my rear in gear with another training run. So otherwise, I'm looking forward to the weekend, just not that part. And so I hope that you're excited about whatever your weekend will feature. It does include college football if you are so inclined, and the NFL is not far behind. Final weekend of preseason, then Labor Day weekend, and then, of course, we've got that September 5th kickoff on a Thursday night, along with the first weekend of the NFL season. I'm not even going to tell you what that weekend looks like for me, because if I voice it out loud, I'll start to freak out. So I can't. I'm just going to breathe. I'm excited about the fact that producer Pete will be joining us. Manny, did you find the Chubby?
I'm a great time.
Did you find the Chubby Bunny World Championship? All right, so when you have time, you have to search for it, because it's a good reminder, not only of Pete's crazy laugh, but also about the kind of fun that we can have here on the show. I admit the summer hasn't been as much fun as we normally have, but, or maybe you haven't noticed and maybe you think, what? I believe the show has been just as much fun. I don't know. I don't think I've done nearly as much laughing this summer. However, those of you who are interested in what's going on with producer Jay, former producer Jay, the man previously known as producer Jay, I finally heard from him on Thursday. I guess he's been enjoying his summer, taking some time away and hanging out with friends and still looking for his next gig. So we're supposed to catch up sometime soon, but I at least know he's alive. So that's good news. Producer Jay is still alive. Producer Pete will be joining us right after Labor Day. In between now and then, we're going to muddle through. We're going to bide our time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's your favorite thing about football season, whether a tradition or an experience? Lots of you weighing in now. So you can find us either place. We've got all kinds of messages with APB in them. And now all kinds of TJ Hooker messages. Two things I did not anticipate asking you about on this edition of the show. Jeff says college football games are OU Texas, the annual Bedlam game. Sadly, the Bedlam game will be no more, right? At least not these next few years. There is a chance they could rekindle, but I know right now in the immediate, it's a bummer to miss Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. He says, can you tell where I grew up? So those are some of his favorite traditions, though he'll be missing them this year. Let's see, paging through the TJ Hookers and the APBs. Let's see. Matt goes with, I've been to at least one Oregon Duck game every year since 2004. I plan to continue that this year. Might even travel to a Big Ten road game. All right. Well, and it's a good year to be an Oregon Duck, because not only do you have this fresh opportunity, new challenge, when you join the Big Ten and what is now a behemoth of a conference, but also Bo Nix has been named the starter for the Denver Broncos at 24 years old, most recently at Oregon. He was at Auburn before that. But yeah, he makes the third of the rookie QBs who will start this year. And to me, that's huge, but it continues the trend of young quarterbacks taking over at this vital position in the NFL. So the interesting stats, I looked these up. Going back to 2017, the average age of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL was above 30. 30.3 years old. Haha. 30.3 years old, the average age of starting quarterbacks in 2017. Last season, 2023, average age of starting quarterbacks, not even 28. The number is dropping. And in large part, we know why that is. Because we've had Peyton Manning retire. Tom Brady retire. We've had Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, even Eli Manning
Omaha!
Walk away from the game recently. How about Ben Roethlisberger? He hung on for a long time. And now you've got elder statesmen like Matthew Stafford, who I believe is 36. It's funny to think of Russell Wilson as old, as an elder statesman, but he's also among the oldest in the NFL. Yes, Matthew Stafford is 36 and a half, actually. A quarterback born in the 80s. What? We talked about Russell Wilson earlier in the week. He's in his mid-30s. Joe Flacco's with the Colts, though right now not starting, but he is still in the NFL. So at this point, we're considering who the starting QBs will be. But the number is getting younger and younger in large part because teams are impatient. And if they don't have a franchise quarterback, they're looking for a franchise quarterback. Not willing to shell out big bucks for a maudling, a mediocre, somewhere middle of the road quarterback when they can start over. And I'm not saying every rookie comes out of college ready to take over at the pro level, but more and more they are, right? More and more we have quarterbacks because of the white hot spotlight and the pressure in college. We have more quarterbacks who are ready to step into that spotlight immediately. And that's kind of what people have said about Caleb Williams all along. Remember Trevor Lawrence coming out of Clemson, boom, right onto the field as a starting QB. Try to think of some of the other QBs in their 30s. Jacoby Brissett, is he going to be the starter for the New England Patriots? Yes. He's 31 years old. And we just heard from the Patriots offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, former NFL QB himself. Why isn't the rookie, Drake May, getting first team reps?
Jacoby, you know, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, you know, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game and our guys are going to play. So we'll have another chance to evaluate.
Still, though, a lot of people wondering whether or not we could see Drake May by the end of the season. Could he still win that starting job even after we get underway?
I'm sure. You know, Coach said it's open competition. Obviously, we have one more game to go. I'm sure there's a chance. You know, but I think, you know, as you go in, there's still a process of how you bring a rookie quarterback along. You know, so I think that's important to remember as well.
So at this point, we're sitting on three rookies. We know J.J. McCarthy's injured, so we're not going to see him this season. Michael Penix, if he's on the field for the Falcons, something has gone horribly wrong with Kirk Cousins. Oh, there we go. Kirk Cousins, one of the elder statesmen when it comes to the quarterback position.
You like that?
The Falcons certainly do. Their fan base certainly does. When we are thinking about the veteran QBs, though, Aaron Rodgers is the oldest, right? Cousins is 36. Rodgers is 41. Did he turn?
I don't think so.
Is he 40 now or 41? We're doing a little bit of research on the fly. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers missing last season, maybe, just maybe, that year of not having pounding on his physical body preserves him a little bit longer.
He's 40. He'll turn 41 in December.
Okay, so 40 now. Cousins is 36. Talked about Russell Wilson. Talked about... who else did I talk about? There was Russell Wilson. Dak Prescott is another one who's into his 30s, right? At this point, he should be into his 30s. Matthew Stafford. Those are your oldest quarterbacks right there. Yeah, he's 31. Dak is 31. It's crazy to think about what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished, and he's only 29. How about Josh Allen? Only 28. And that's what I mean. The average age of quarterbacks is dropping more and more. And so we asked Ted Wynn of The Athletic.
Geno Smith, 33.
Geno Smith is definitely in his 30s, yep. We asked Ted Wynn of The Athletic about the average age of quarterbacks getting younger and younger. And he was talking about how the impact on the league is that scoring is down. So for years, remember, the NFL was all about the high-flying, potent, powerful, nonstop scoring offenses. But the numbers actually have dropped in the last couple of years. Now, in part, that's because we've seen more teams turn to the run game. But that's with an influx of incredible receivers. And yet still scoring is down. And he believes it's because with so many young quarterbacks, often the offenses are simplified. Let's think about it. So Aaron Rodgers for the Jets, he's 40. Tua still in his 20s. Josh Allen still in his 20s. Jacoby Brissett, as we mentioned, 31. But we could, before the end of the year, according to Alex Van Pelt, see a Drake May out there as the starter. Lamar Jackson still in his 20s, right? I say it, and then I start to second guess. Like, what? Are we sure he's still in his 20s? He's got to be, even though he's a two-time NFL MVP. I'm thinking, because he was a teenager when he got on the field for the first time.
Yeah, he's 27.
Yeah, so there's your best quarterbacks in the NFL, among your best QBs in the NFL. Mahomes is 29, Allen's 28, Lamar's 27. And then you think about the younger guys who were in their first or second year starting. We mentioned the three rookies. We talked about Anthony Richardson a little bit earlier. You've also got C.J. Stroud, who will be in his second year as a starter.
Bryce Young,
who will be in his second year as a starter. Will Levis, who will be in his second year as a starter.
Can we start on Will Levis?
Well, he's, I mean, they're riding with Will Levis. Trevor Lawrence is probably, what, late 20s?
Jordan Love
is also in his 20s. Gardner Minshew is probably in his 30s now. I feel like Gardner's been around forever, but maybe I shouldn't assume. You know what happens when you assume.
You'd be incorrect because Gardner Minshew is 28.
Okay, so he's right there in the mix. It just feels like he's been showing us those videos with his cutoff, his jorts, for years. Daniel Jones is in his 20s.
Derek Carr is 33.
I forgot about Derek Carr.
Yeah.
How do we forget about Derek Carr?
Well,
it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We know about Caleb Williams. Sam Darnold, he's still got to be in his 20s.
If he's in his 30s, I'm old.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, we were born in the same year. He's 27.
Okay. Sam Darnold's 27. Now, not all of these guys are in their first contracts, but a lot of them are still in their rookie contracts or have just received their first big payday. Justin Herbert still in his 20s. Jalen Hurts still in his 20s. Jaden Daniels, of course, one of the rookies. Jared Goff, I'm going to go with 29. I think Jared's in his 20s.
Yeah, I looked him up. He was one of my one of the ones that I immediately thought of. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw 29.
So other than Bryce. 29.
He'll be turning 30 in October, though.
All right. He's close. Other than Bryce Young, the NFC South has a good portion of the elder statesmen. Baker Mayfield's 29, but he's been around for a long time. This is his third team he's played for. Fourth team he's played for. He had the brief cup of coffee. I get very excited with the Rams. Remember, he joined them and had that comeback on Monday Night Football and was with them for all of 2 months just because Matthew Stafford was injured.
Electric.
Baker is 29. Your Baker is 29. But yeah, that division, you've got Kirk Cousins now, Derek Carr, two of the 30-somethings, Baker, who will be 30, and then Bryce Young. Interesting. Stafford, Brock Purdy, we know is in his 20s. Geno, you mentioned his 30s. Kyler Murray is still in his 20s as well, but he's got to be late 20s. He has had his one big payday. Yeah.
Kyler Murray is also 27 years old. This conversation isn't making me feel great.
No.
No.
Why?
Everybody was born the same year I was.
Washed up and old?
Yes.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. It gets better the older you get.
Oh, I'm sure.
It does. You get better the older you get. So what are your favorite college or NFL traditions, college football or NFL traditions and experiences? At A-Law Radio and then on our Facebook page. We'll do a little bit of college preview. The big game. That's the one in Atlanta. FSU, Florida State, and Georgia Tech. But just thinking about what's ahead of us. No more weekends without football until mid-February. Other than the one weekend in between Championship Sunday and Super Bowl Sunday. But it takes us into February.
You like that?
Well, I do, except I will admit there are times when I wish football wouldn't be quite so controlling.
Come on, bro.
Football, NFL specifically, is a jealous lover. You start to pay any attention. What's that meme where a guy and girl are walking down the street and another attractive girl is going the other direction and the girlfriend catches the boyfriend giving attractive girl the side eye, giving her a glance that lasts too long? That's the NFL. You start to look at anything else. College football, forget baseball. Start to look at baseball, NASCAR. Golf has got its playoffs. The U.S. Open in tennis. Nah. The NFL sort of stepped aside, not willingly, but I think for the good of the country, for God and country. The NFL stepped aside for the Olympics. That was it. That's as generous as the NFL gets. Otherwise, the NFL's a bully. I'm really interested if anyone tuned into Amazon Prime on Thursday evening to watch preseason football. I was actually streaming Clone Wars during dinner, so I was not watching preseason football. Nope. I got to make sure the Hubs gets through all of Clone Wars before football kicks off, because after that, there's just not as many opportunities. Not as many free nights, right? 855-212-4227. Good to catch up with you. We're heading into a funny Friday. It's funny. It's all fun and games till someone loses an eye.
It's put up and shut up time.
Right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game 25-22, and the Chiefs kingdom has started its own history class, because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs, champions of Super Bowl 58 on the heels of Super Bowl 57.
Quest for a three-peat, that will be the main storyline and one of the talking points for the 2024 NFL season. The last game that mattered, the preseason, they don't count. They do matter for evaluation, for roster cuts, certainly for jobs, but not the score. So for us as fans, it's time to get through the preseason, these last few games, and get to kickoff. College football begins this weekend, so we're asking you your favorite traditions, maybe your favorite experiences, or for me, it's the food. What's your favorite food for college football and the NFL seasons ahead? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Lots of you weighing in on our Facebook page. We're going to get to those coming up. But as we talked about, one of the big challenges for teams that are hoping to dethrone the Chiefs is that you've got the best quarterback in the game who remains firmly entrenched and now has speed around him. And the defense for the Chiefs last year, terrific. So Patrick Mahomes not going anywhere. Very durable, even when he's hurt. Remember how he got into a fight with Andy Reid over his bum ankle 2 years ago in the playoffs? Reed made him leave the field in one of the playoff games to get checked, and he threw his helmet. He was so mad. And so he and Andy Reid, they're one of sports' most productive old married couples. They can finish each other's sentences. That's tough to unseat, tough to dethrone, but injuries can be the great equalizer. So Mahomes, at 29 years old, is the best. The average age of NFL QBs is going to drop again in 2024 because you've got three more rookies who will be out there. And that's it. It's the pressure. It's the profile. It's the impatience. It's the need to win now. Got to see if we've got the next big thing, the next Patrick Mahomes, if you will, or now the next CJ Stroud. Remember when Justin Fields was the next big thing? We just never know how these quarterback situations will play out and if guys are getting thrown in there too early. But it was kind of interesting to hear what Tom Brady had to say. Now, this goes back to the Fanatics Fest, if you heard about it, where he was holding court and talking about the development of quarterbacks and what he actually thinks is a tough trend these days in throwing first-year guys into the fire.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like in Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Strong feelings, strong opinions from Tom Brady, who, of course, lived it a completely different way than some of the quarterbacks that are being thrown into the fire. And it was the right situation for him in New England. Now, remember, when he took over, it was because of injury. But he took over the job. He owned the job. He never gave it back. Now, consider Patrick Mahomes. We were just talking about him. And you heard the walk-off TD in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs Radio Network with Mitch Holthus. How did he benefit his first year from not playing? Do you remember when Pat took over? The final game of the regular season. Alex Smith was a starter all the way through for the Chiefs until the last game of the regular season when the baton was handed off. I don't know willingly, but that's when Andy Reid chose to throw his quarterback out there. Not game two, not game seven, not game nine. No, he waited until the very end of Pat's rookie season. And actually kind of interesting to hear what Andy had to say earlier this week about how Alex Smith played a vital role that first year, Pat's rookie season. It was Alex who helped him to understand what it means to be an NFL QB.
Patrick owes him like a new house.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. because, you know, he did. He taught Patrick, you know, how to be a pro, how to train during the season, these long seasons, how to be a good husband, you know, and take care of. Patrick didn't have kids at that time, but how you take care of your kids and you juggle that part, how to study, put the time in. I mean, it takes a tremendous amount of time to capture all the verbiage that we have for each play and be able to spit it out in that short period of time. So all of those things, you know, Patrick goes to him, and then he goes out and has the best year of his career.
That's Sirius XM NFL Radio with Andy Reid and Tom Brady, by the way, courtesy of the Stephen A. Smith Show from Fanatics Fest.
That was beautiful.
So very different theories about how to transition to a franchise quarterback. But think about all the ways that Alex Smith groomed Pat and prepared him. All the questions that Pat asked him. all the ways that Alex, who was also, actually, I was going to say also an overall number one pick, but Pat wasn't. But a high-level early-round draft pick by the Chiefs. Was he 11th his year that he was drafted? Remember, they moved up to get him. Oh, gosh. Handful of teams passed him over, including the Chicago Bears.
10th overall pick.
10th overall. Always go with your second answer. Just kidding. But it was not him, his rookie year. And even as the average age of starting quarterbacks continues to drop, it's now under 28. So Mahomes is considered ancient. Fact is, very often, a Jordan Love, another example, guys benefit from sitting behind a veteran, studying, preparing. Not that you can't be called on in an instant if the starting QB goes down. But the time to sit back and watch and model your prep and your professional career after a guy who's had success, I think there's value in that.
That was sweet.
It's here. They're here. College football kicks off this weekend. The NFL isn't far behind. What's your favorite football tradition or experience? You're blowing it up on our social at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get to that. Plus, who should start for the Steelers? Huh. And the Iowa football coach, longest tenured FBS coach in college, is going to miss the first weekend. Sort of his own choice, but not really. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Would you still categorize this as a quarterback competition? If it is, how do you weigh what happens on the practice field here versus what happens in a stadium?
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
From Mike Tomlin's mouth, it very much is a competition. And even though he's been pretty steady about his QB depth chart to this point in preseason, the questions persist. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Seriously, one of my favorite things about football season is Mike Tomlin. I miss him over the summer. I really do. He's terrific. But honestly, now we've got these great personalities in the NFL at the coaching position. Mike McDaniel, he's a hoot. Dan Campbell.
I don't know what it says. I'm just rambling right now.
A man after my own heart.
And that's fine. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
We have entire libraries of Mike Tomlin and Dan Campbell sound. Now, Mike McDaniel was a personal favorite of producer Jay, I think because Jay felt like he talks similar to Mike McDaniel. But
I was like, hey.
You see what I mean? But they all are very entertaining. And we're going to add Jim Harbaugh to that conversation as well because the man hears angels singing.
Boy, you better knuckle up.
When his quarterback, Justin Herbert, gets back on the field. 855-212-4227. All righty then. Justin Fields, he's not giving up on that starting gig. He feels like he's shown his hand.
I think I've shown, what I can do. I think, the time that I did have with the ones practicing in training camp, I think that went well. I think we grew a lot each and every day, but at the end of the day, like I said, it's not up to me. So, I'm just going to come in here every day, each and every day, the same person, being a leader for this team and work my butt off and everything else will be handled.
Now, the only thing we knew from Mike Tomlin, even as you hear Justin Fields, and remember, he got extra snaps earlier in the preseason. He was working with the ones because Russ had the calf injury. Not real serious, but no reason to force his way through it. But what Mike Tomlin has said, not so much about week one, it's not been official. Of course, he likes to do this. He likes to play his cards close to the vest. Russ entered the preseason and training camp in what he called the pole position, which I love. It's a great car racing term. Meaning he was starting first out of the gate. Starting first when the green flag dropped. But that was only for the immediate future. So we know that Russ will start the preseason finale in Detroit on Saturday. That part we know. And even as much as he gets pushed and poked and prodded by reporters, still not giving us a whole lot of info.
Mike, will Russ start? And is there any more clarity going forward about whether he's in the pole position or the starting
quarterback? Nothing's changed in terms of the positioning of those guys, and yes, he will start. He didn't urinate down his leg, man. That's a great place to begin.
So that's all we know. Nothing's changed, meaning Russ is still in the pole position, I think. Let's hear it again, just to make sure we're not misreading his tone, his inflection, the answer to the question. Pole position, it's going to haunt Mike Tomlin.
Mike, will Russ start? And is there any more clarity going forward about whether he's in the pole position or the starting?
Nothing's changed in terms of the positioning of those guys, and yes, he will start.
All right, so I don't believe I'm misreading, misinterpreting, misconstruing. Pole position still belongs to Russell Wilson. Yes, he will start the preseason finale. Now, this is a big deal. We also know that Mike Tomlin, going back to last weekend, was not thrilled with what he saw from either QB. Not so much about them, but about the offenses in totality. He loves that word. And the fact that they were unable to score. They moved the ball a little bit, but he didn't love the lack of productivity on the early downs, the possession downs. We also know that the Steelers desperately wanted to get Brandon Ayuk. They just weren't willing to give up George Pickens or another one of their receivers, and that's what the Niners were asking in return. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is a pebble in my shoe.
I love how he sets it up. It is, pregnant pause, a pebble in my shoe.
It is a pebble in my shoe.
What are your favorite football traditions? I just am going with the food. You know me, pretty much everything in my life as a good Italian girl. also as a half Polish girl, revolves around the food. And many of you are agreeing with me on social. You don't get brownie points for agreeing with me, but it does mean you catch my attention. Michael on Facebook, nothing like a pasta dinner on a football Sunday. Nice.
We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled.
Scott says the Script Ohio by the Ohio State Band. Oh, yes, love that. Considering that my mom's whole side of the family is from Northeast Ohio, not the same place as Ohio State, obviously. That's not where Columbus is. But we do have family that live in Columbus and big fans of Ohio State in many cases. Let's see. Mike says, hi, Amy. Love the Thanksgiving tradition of high school football in Massachusetts. Awesome. Mark, Friday night lights start tonight in East Tennessee as well. My daughter is a sophomore in high school and a member of the marching band. We're there to cheer all the kids on and hopefully make it to the next level. That's awesome. Really cool. Randy on Facebook, college football pregame parties, shows, events. Everyone's optimistic about their team's chances for the win, even though there's only one winner. That's true. In college football, we don't give out medals for participation. Hashtag yay football. See what else. James says the traditional rivalries. Peter, my absolute favorite season opening tradition for college football occurs at the Big House in Ann Arbor when Michigan football starts with a fantastic tailgate about 3 hours prior to kickoff. Then the best marching band into the stadium to welcome the entrance of the Wolverines with a rousing rendition of the Victors. Chills down your spine. Nice. Brian on Facebook, Auburn games are the greatest. The pregame War Eagle flight gives me chills. I don't buy food at the stadium, though. I buy lemonade. Well, thank you for sharing. It's maybe TMI, but good to know. I feel bad for Don. Are you ready for this one? Since the Pac-10 on the West Coast dissolved, I like how he points out it's on the West Coast, just in case we didn't know where the Pac-10 was. Also, it's the Pac-12, but who's counting? Well, really now, technically, it's the Pac-2. I'm not sure how old Don is, but I'm going to say that he also was a fan of college football going back to the days of the Big 8 and when the Big 10 was actually the Big 10. So the Pac-10 on the West Coast, it dissolved. But here's the sad part. I don't have anything to be excited about anymore. Oh, no. I feel bad I piled on because he called it the Pac-10 and reminded us it's the West Coast.
I feel that, though.
He says, I don't have anything to be excited about anymore.
Me either, buddy.
It's going to be a while before I figure out what divisions the teams are playing in. Well, you don't have to worry about that with the Pac-2. There's just one division. Or maybe there's two divisions. And they just play each other 6 times. Could you imagine? That would be horrible, awful, but also hysterical. I was going to do a crying emoji for him, but I don't want him to think I'm making fun of him. Let's see. Elva on Facebook. I'm with you, Amy. It's da food. Yes, it is. Dave, on game day at Ohio State, the drive up 71 north to Cleveland to get to the Muni parking lot at 6 a.m. to tailgate for a 1 p.m. Browns game on Sunday. So he does Ohio State Buckeyes football on Saturday, then drives north to Cleveland to get to the tailgate parking lot at 6 o'clock in the morning while you're hardcore. Because you only have until 1 o'clock when the game kicks off. All right. See, you guys are crazy. I love it. Jonathan, annoying my family with my endless supply of swag for the teams I'm devoted to, like my game day watches for both LSU and New Orleans, meaning the Saints. And he does share a photo. I love it. William, every year my family comes together for the Iron Bowl where we have a tradition of tossing a stuffed doll of a tiger into the microwave and nuking it.
I wonder what team they root for.
Roll Tide. Oh, come on. You have to know. You know what the Iron Bowl is, right? Auburn versus Alabama?
Yeah, Auburn's going to win the football game. Come on now. Chris Davis, the kick return, the kick six?
Well, not if William's family has anything to do with it.
Well, that's true.
They toss the tiger into the microwave and nuke it. What did the tiger ever do to you?
They're great.
Nope, not Tony the Tiger. Andy says, my son and I get Hooters opening weekend. All right. We're Gators fans who live in Chicago. We travel to the Swamp for one game each year. Next year, we're going to the Texas-Florida game. This year, Gators LSU, November 17th. Oh, 16th, I'm sorry. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.